With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. People living on villages in Wisconsin once again have a legal right to extend a pier from their property. That protection had disappeared after a 2018 case before the state Supreme Court. Ben Meyer reports on the years-long effort to restore what are called riparian rights.
Since Wisconsin's founding, people living on flowages had assumed they could place piers on the water, even if they didn't own the flowage bed underneath. But in 2018, the Supreme Court revoked that right in a case involving a Price County family. Unlike for natural lakes, flowage beds are privately owned, and the court said the owners could block the erection of piers. That led to changes for waterfront owners, said Tom Larson of the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
It happened in various places throughout the state where the bed owner approached the waterfront property owners and told them that they either had to remove their pier or pay a certain amount of money to keep it in place. So it was happening.
A 2019 bill to reverse the Supreme Court ruling died before passage. But last month, Governor Tony Evers signed a bill guaranteeing the right for waterfront owners to place a pier, no matter who owns the bed underneath.
We're going to presume that waterfront property owners on flowages or other artificial lakes are to be treated like every other type of waterfront property owner.
Waterfront owners still can't place a pier if restricted by their deed, but most deeds are silent on that topic. Last year on the stream, we talked to the Price County man who forced this case to the Supreme Court. Hear that story on our website, WXPR.org. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
A lot of invasive species work in the Northwoods focuses on maintaining healthy lakes, but terrestrial invasive species pose a threat as well. For 5 years, Ann Mowick has been focused on removing invasive bull thistle and honeysuckle from where she lives at Natural Lakes Private Preserve just north of Boulder Junction. In 2016, Rod Sharka tipped her off that honeysuckle may be moving into the area after it was found on Nature Conservancy property to the north.
If he saw how it was spreading up there and thought it probably is in Natural Lakes and then potentially in Frontier Lakes, which is also northwest of here. And so we did a driving tour, and sure enough, we had it. And it's all at north edge of our land, and then it's been slowly moving.
Since then, Mowick has been coordinating volunteers within the Homeowners Association to fight the invasive species. She worked with organizations like WIP and Lumberjack RC&D to get grants to support their work. In recognition of her hard work and dedication, Mowick has been honored with the Invader Crusader Award by the Wisconsin Invasive Species Council.
To me, it's if it helps people up here in the Northwoods start paying attention to the land invasives, in addition to the water invasives, will continue to have a very pristine area in which to live.
Wild Rivers Invasive Species Coalition also received this year's Invader Crusader Award. Based in the Upper Peninsula, they help fight aquatic and terrestrial invasive species. They work in Forest, Florence, and Marinette counties, as well as Dickinson and Menominee counties in Michigan. Almost a month ago, the Rhinelander-Oneida County Airport began flights to and from Chicago O'Hare International Airport. According to Airport Director Matthew Leitner, passengers have been taking full advantage of this opportunity over the last few weeks. Leitner said employments for this week alone show 94% of the seats booked, and next week already booked at 95%.
Now that we have the Chicago conduit coupled with Minneapolis, Delta, and United, we connect people to the planet as a whole, and I think that adds a very considerable quality of life factor. And then likewise for the drive and saving money and saving time.
Leitner believes the added flights have also boosted the Northwoods economy. He says as a result of the airport, an estimated $60 million plus is being brought to the area. Leitner hopes the flights to Chicago and other areas will expand in the future. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A group of artisans from Lummi Nation is carrying a 25-foot carved totem pole from Washington State to Washington, D.C., and making its last stop in Mackinac City in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Lily Bolke has more.
The group, the House of Tears Carvers, is raising awareness about the need to protect sacred sites at risk from development and natural resource extraction. The Line 5 dual pipelines run under the Straits of Mackinac and have spilled more than 1 million gallons of oil into the surrounding waters over 50 years. Bay Mills Indian Community Executive Council President Whitney Gravel says more than half of Bay Mills citizens rely on the Straits of Mackinac for commercial and subsistence fishing.
Our Anishinaabe teachings, our creation stories, our history here are all tied to the Straits area. It is literally one of the centerpieces for cultural contact and interaction for thousands of years.
Bay Mills Indian Community, as a signatory of the 1836 Treaty of Washington, reserves the right to fish, hunt, and gather in the Straits of Mackinac and the surrounding region. Gravel says those treaty rights are put at risk by the Line 5 pipelines. The House of Tears Carvers is holding a blessing ceremony at Mishilemackinac State Park today. I'm Lily Bulkey reporting.
A new report finds that children held at Wisconsin's youth prison in Lincoln County are growing more frustrated and staff seem defeated. The State Department of Corrections released the latest report Monday from a court-appointed monitor assigned to periodically check conditions at the youth prison outside Irma. According to the report, monitor Teresa Abreu visited the facility June 24th. Children complain that the staff uses excessive force, confines them to their rooms, and makes racial comments. They also complained about too much downtime and not being allowed outside. The monitor wrote that the staff were less engaged with the children than during past visits and seemed defeated, saying there were no consequences if the children misbehave. Our forecast, partly sunny today, a high of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 62. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.